Bethany, how are you?
This is Stephanie Howell interviewing Doris Wolf at her home on clothing in the 40s.
Okay. What do you remember about the fashion and clothing in the 40s?
Well, no one wore jeans. Women didn't. They wore house dresses and dresses, you know. Or, you know, dressed-up dresses. They also wore hats.
What kind of dresses did you wear? Were they, what were they made out of?
Oh, cotton for the house dresses. And not silk, but it was kind of a jersey type material. Or rayon. Rayon. You don't know what rayon is. Anyway, it had to be ironed back then. You didn't have washing land and stuff.
Did you use your material sparingly? Were they hard to find?
Oh, yeah. They were hard to come by. Yeah. They weren't hard to find. If you had money, you could have them. Yeah.
Were they very expensive?
Well, in accordance with wages, yes, they were expensive, yeah.
What kind of hats did you wear?
Just kind of a pillbox hat, you know, small. And the veil that come down. But you only wore those on special occasions.
Were there a lot of effects, like because of the war, on the clothing?
Yeah. You couldn't get leather shoes. Mm-hmm. You're further into the 40s now, just not 90.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they made a synthetic shoe. Don't ask me, you know, they were man-made. As everything else in this service.
Do you remember any of the clothing resembling the uniform?
Of the soldiers?
Yeah.
Soldiers was their winter uniforms were made out of wool. And their summer ones were out of a khaki cap, you know, khaki color.
Did women wear trousers?
No, they didn't wear slacks until, let's see, I worked in the war plant in 1943. You had cut. Slacks then, you know, no blue jeans.
Do you remember any, like, a certain fad sometimes, like we have, where you went, where your hair a certain way, where you had fads?
Oh, yeah, there was, bring bad memories. We call them buns. They were long and they had kind of a netting on. Don't ask me what was in the inside, but you could shape them anyway that you wanted. You put them on your head and then you combed your hair over them and tucked it in. You know, usually it was back here because most women had longer hair, you know. Didn't have short hair. So you could get it up off of your neck, you know. You just would roll it in the bun. Hairpins and secure it in your hair.
I read some of the hands. They put beauty spots or something
like that. Well, not in the class of people I don't know. Run with. I was married then.
What kind of blouses did you wear?
gotten roses.
What colors were they?
You're asking this old mind to remember what colors back then? Your basic colors, you know. No one would ever dress like you're dressed right now, I'll tell you that. Or your hair.
How did you wear your hair?
I wish it was just straight. You did pin curls. I bet if you want a little bit of curls. Or you use that bun you put in the hair, you know, to roll it up. A page boy was really in style. Your hair was long and it was just curled under. They call it a page boy.
Do you remember the nylon stockings?
Couldn't get them very warm.
Were they invented around?
Yeah, but before that they were silk. During the war, you couldn't get silk because they were used for parachutes. Why are silk? And the nylons came on after. But you always had to wear a girdle. Always had to wear a girdle. Everyone wore a girdle, whether they were thin, fat, or, you know, because they had the garters on. You didn't have pantyhose. And you had to wear a girdle or a garter belt to hook your nylons to.
Do you remember anything about evening dress, what you dressed, when you dressed up, what would you wear?
Without my class, I never dressed up. Mm-hmm. Well, it's housework and work, you know, people didn't party, the upper class people did, you know, the people with money did, but.
Do Did you wear sweaters?
Yeah. And they had what they called, now this is like 1938, they came out with what they called a twin sweater. So that was the rage. I got one time. It had the short sleeve sweater and then one to match. It had the cardigan type now they call them, you know, the long sleeve and the button. But they were both the same color and they might have had the same pin on them, you know.
Did do you remember anything about utility clothing? They made it for economical reasons, where they used different materials. Is there anything like that? Did you ever use men's clothing? Did you change the women's clothing?
When I was a young kid, it was a bit old. You're talking in the 30s. The late 20s and 30s. If you had a school dress, you wore that just to school. And when you come home, you changed into more or less second-hand clothes, you know. Bib overalls, I could wear that. That would fit in my brother.
Do you remember anything about the lengths?
Well, you never wore them, so your knees shook. Never. They were knit up. Yeah. And
did they change? Were they longer at the beginning? And when the war came about, did they shorten?
No.
where she's hard to find. $1.98. What kind of coats did you wear? Remember from other people seeing other people with it? Who are when you got that?
You're talking in the 40s? Dresses, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were one piece dress, or two piece. And they were adjustable, you know. The belt sort of slid through on the tie, you know, back, so you could let it out as you got bigger, you know. And they all had to be, you wore aprons because, you didn't have that many clothes, so you always wore an apron. That was easier to wash and iron than the whole dress was, because everything had to be ironed, starched and ironed. You don't even starch in these clothes.
Is that real stiff?
Yeah. Depending on how you wanted them. Men's shirts were stiff, you know, but then you use the same pan of starch, and you went, you know, as you used it, it got weaker, so it was just kind of a crispy look, you know.
Then women didn't wear trousers, or did they get it?
Oh, the only time we wore trousers is when we went to work in Baltimore, which was in 43.
Did you have to wear your hair back?
Yeah. Or what they call a snood. It was a knitted with big holes in, but you put it around your hair and it come up, you know, and you have to wear it behind your ears and then tie it up here, but all your hair fit in it. So that mold, it caught it.
About the clothing prices,
oh, they were a lot cheaper than the wages were. So, it would be basically the same now, you know. Everyone makes high wages now, and clothes are high. Back then, your wages were low, so was everything else. And then you were limited as to what, how many things you could buy, too, you know. Like I said, with the shoes, you couldn't buy leather shoes because everything went into the armed forces. So you had synthetic ones. All your rubber, you couldn't buy anything that was made out of rubber because that went into the tires for the vehicles for the army.
Do you remember any other
disputes?
For the army that you
because you had ration stamps, you were allowed to buy some more. Just a certain amount a month. Every month you got a new book of stamps, and that's all you could buy. No tea. No tea. You were allowed coffee. Maybe a pound a month. No butter. That's when they first come out with margarine. And you had, it wasn't all color. You had to mix it up yourself. There was a capsule in there, and you had to mix that. Tasted like lard after using butter all your day. No sugar. You were allowed only like maybe 5 pounds of sugar. All of that. Gasoline was rationed. Tires were rationed. Don't ask me why, but whiskey was too.
And did you have like certain stamps that you used for certain?
Yeah. If you didn't own a vehicle, which we didn't, you didn't get the ration stamps for gasoline.
And did you have like food, clothing, or something?
Well, not clothing. No. But it was scarce, you know. You didn't wear a new outfit every day, you know, a different outfit. You didn't wear it like the kids do now.
The same clothes for the whole day.
Well, yeah. When I was in grade school, I had one dress that I wore the whole 9 months.
And did you wash it?
You washed it, ironed it, and wore it the next day. And I can remember it was kind of an orange color with blue polka dots. That's the only dress I can really remember. Well, let's see. Then I worked one whole summer babysitting for an aunt, and I got it was kind of like a cotton crocheted dress. For working the whole summer, I got them one dress.
What did you wear during your summer? Just the name of the dress?
Oh, yeah, no shorts. Women were allowed to show their bodies like that. Heaven's sakes, don't.
Then what would you wear if you went swimming?
Why would you go swimming?
Yeah.
You know, real hot summers, they open the fire hydrants. Go play in the streets, fire hydrants.
Just wear your clothes?
Yeah. We didn't. No. Of course, we were poor, extremely poor.
Because a lot of the books that I researched were like real high fashion. Like, the New York Times, the New York Times.
Those evidently were people that were in the underground, or as they call them, or bootlegging, you know, those type of people. And we were just common poor people. Because of my dad. Well, we lost our house and everything after the Depression. And there was like, even was kids. Oh, yeah. And when I was in elementary school, they were doing it then as they do now. The needy families, you get a basket of food. Food never needed yet again. There for each child, you know. You might get a pencil, but yet, notebook, small notebook. Something that was a Christmas present.
Did you have to wear glasses when you were at home? Do you know what kind of people were?
No, everyone in my family wore them until I got much older. my dad never ever did that. Mm-hmm. It's too rainy for him.
What kind of clothes does your brother wear?
Well, my brother had to go to work in a CC camp. We couldn't afford to keep him home. He went to work in a CC camp, and he got $30 a month, and which he could send home to my folks, mom and dad. And then he had his room and board and his meals. In the CC camp, they went to plant the trees and stuff in the forest to replenish them. Then I can remember him going to work at a dairy because my youngest brother had gotten real sick and he was supposed to have milk every day. Well, my older brother went to work at a dairy just to supply the milk. And then, well, Bear bought us a refrigerator because it was essential. Before that, it was an ice box where the iceman come to the door. You got a 10-cent hunk of ice, you know. No electricity. We didn't. Electricity.
Oh, did I close it?
You put the iron on the stove. Get it sold. That was before. Either wood or coal. I know every night when I come home from school, I have to go in two buckets of coal and some wood.
Do you live on a farm then?
No. You know, when you come from a poor family, you don't have that money. So as you get older, anything you have, you know, you don't have to have a whole lot to survive. I've got more now than I've ever had in my lifetime. Yeah. It's, you know, it was a rough life. Before I got married, I worked on a farm for $2.50 a week. And I stayed there, you know, took care of the kids and did the housework and helped with some of the chores on the farm. But, and you walked every place. You didn't ride. If you wanted to go someplace where it's 5 miles, you walked the 5 miles. Showed for 10 cents. When I was really young, they were a nickel.
Really easy.
Very easy. Like, from here to your house, how many miles do you think that is? Maybe three? Okay. It's a cinch to walk 3 miles. I know in 45, 46, I used to have to walk with kids in a buggy to go get my groceries and to walk downtown Saginaw to get to do any shopping or pay the bills or whatever. That was winter and summer. Wintertime I took pull the sled for the groceries. Summertime I took the kids in the buggy. One in the buggy, two on the side. But we never had a car until 1950. In 1950, I worked for 50 cents an hour. And I was top paid waitress. And if you got a dime tip, you know, the waitresses now, they expect you to pay $3, $4, $5 or more dollars for a tip. If you got a dime tip, that was good.
Lindbergh. The Lindbergh flying first airplane across the ocean. That I remember hearing on the radio. That happened way back. Must have been the early 1920s.
And then make it 27.
Yeah. Then when the Lindbergh kidnapping was, that was a big thing. Baby that got kidnapped. Lindbergh's baby got kidnapped. And the war and Roosevelt. Being in there, that was always a lot of news about President Roosevelt, you know, and declaring war, and then when he died there, during the war, yet before the war, just way at the end of the war he died. So that was Herbert Hoover coming in there. He was there before Roosevelt, but he was there before the Depression. He was that Depression was on. Then after a while, then Roosevelt came in, and then he started the WPA. That was news, of course. And got people working for the government, you know. Well, it helped them out. People got something. We did have television when Kennedy got shot. That was big news. We heard it on the radio, and then we had that was 63. We had television, but we didn't have color. It wasn't real good either. I guess it was that old one we had. And we went over to the neighbors that night, and we watched down there, and then I watched some of the funeral of Kennedy. All of those things are really quite news on the radio. We heard a lot of that on the radio yet. 63, well, that's only 20 some years ago. Yeah, all the things that seem like history to me years ago, now to now, all the things I went through are history to you. What do they have, the history books now that they have in the school? Do they have all about the Second World War? See,
they have everything about the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And like, even in the early 80s, they have stuff about, have like current events.
When
they're really up to date
in history. Then they had from the First World War. They had things in there. And when the Second World War started in 30, well, it started in 1941. Pearl Harbor did, of course, over there in Germany. When my mother died in 1939, I know right after her funeral, during her funeral, we had shut the radio off, turned it up, disconnected the battery downstairs, and didn't turn it on. During the time, I mean, that she died at home, and she was brought back home. We didn't have her in a funeral home. They didn't do that so much with you. And then after her funeral was over, then we turned the radio on the next morning and the next day, and then we heard that the Germans had struck in Austria, I think, or was it in Czechoslovakia or Poland? It started in and right over there that time already. Over there, the fighting went. That I remember. And nothing happened around here, but they did people, I guess they were getting people to enlist. They were having drives to get people to enlist. Well, we must have had it in 24, we had a Ford car. We had a Model T before that. It was a Model T. plastic on. That caused them to go. That was the older Model T had sight curves on it. And the one that we got in 1924, that was kind of had a back seat, two front seats, two door. And it had glass around it. Glass in some people's costume. That was getting pretty well up there when we got a car like that. I think you only paid $500 for it. Something like that, $500-$600. You know, it's hard to believe that, though. I'll tell you.